Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Fuck this show right now.
Aww.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Sound good now.
Okay. I'm going to say, if there are any issues with this, then the listeners will just have to suffer. That's it. And I do not apologize to you.
Kush has had a bad morning, it sounds like. Let's all give him internet hugs. Hugs.
Don't touch me. Get your internet hands away from me.
Squeeze him tighter.
No, never.
Oh.
So we played some games.
Yes, we have. It's been a bad week. I'm sick, and I finally went to the doctor.
That's every week.
Yeah, but I actually went to the doctor this time. I had an ear infection and an upper respiratory thing that was becoming bronchitis, so...
Not good.
Not good, so I took care of that, and I'm feeling a lot better, but I had the world's worst sore throat. It was ridiculous. But, on to video games. I've picked up a $30 game called Anarchy Reigns, and it's fun as hell, so it's kind of a spiritual successor to Mad World. It's made by the same team, and it even has one of the same characters in it. Basically, it's kind of hard to explain. Each area is like, there's two different stories. There's the white side and the black side.
Racist.
One of the characters from Mad World's actually in the white side, or the black side version, and then the white side is just this other character that they're trying to hunt down this guy, and there's two separate storylines. And basically, it throws you into these large open environments that over time actually expand out or even change. And you run around, it's like a beat 'em up where you're fighting a bunch of different types of guys and stuff like that. And you're doing little missions and stuff. And it's really fun. You're doing all kinds of weird shit. It even has the same kind of mechanics from Mad World where you can throw signs at people and they'll stick through them. Or you can throw tires over them and trap them and get more points for killing them and stuff like that. But one thing that might entice Kush is that the online multiplayer in this game is actually pretty much Power Stone.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that.
So, and it's a lot of fun. So it's like 16 player Power Stone where you're in the same big open environments that you are in the storyline, but you're just beating the shit at each other and everybody's got like special powers and stuff. It's not really deep, but it's just a lot of fun. It's definitely a good game for $30, considering, you know, that it's been a year out in Japan and it's made by Platinum Games, and they've made some damn good games, so...
They make great games that nobody buys, which is probably why they're like, okay, now we'll give you one for half off off the bat.
Yeah. If this game wouldn't have been $30, I wouldn't have bought it.
Nobody might have still bought it.
Yeah. Probably nobody did buy it, but it's a damn good game, and people should go out there and try it. Another game I picked up this week was something called Kentucky Route Zero.
I'm really interested in this game now, having heard more about it.
Well, here's the thing. I have 15 copies.
I heard you get like 30 or some ridiculous number.
So if you want one, I can give you one.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll give you the link so you can try it out. So the first part of the game is one act, and basically they say it's only about an hour long. I've played it about 45 minutes, and I could probably finish this up pretty soon. But the concept of the game is it's not really so much of a game as it's got this really unique art style. And, you know, at times you'll talk to people in the game and they'll ask you questions and you answer these questions and this determines your part of the story. It just seems so weird, but the game is just, it's really something different, and I really liked what I've played. And I'm not a big point and click type of game player normally. And so it was just kind of, the story's just kind of relaxing and stuff.
I'm sure you've heard about it, but I don't think you've tried it. I would recommend giving Cart Life a try, and it's free.
Okay.
And it's an interesting little game about, I don't want to get too much into it because it's very interesting and I haven't dived too much into it, but you can get, like, I think they're like three characters and you get two for free if you want, and then you can pay $5 and you get the whole game. So it's really, I mean, it's just Cart Life, that's it. Just Google Cart Life.
All right. But Kentucky Route Zero actually takes place in Kentucky. It takes place around the Mammoth Cave areas, and you have this, when you're moving on a world map to go to different locations, that's kind of where the puzzles come in, because you'll get clues from people that you talk to and be like, oh, turn left at this blah-bitty-blah. And so you'll kind of, you know that you got to go north on this map, and then when you see this building, you turn left, and you know that you, whatever you're looking for is down that road. It's just little weird stuff like that. It's not like really hard or difficult. There hasn't been any puzzles. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen when episodes two through five come out. And they didn't say when those are coming out. They just said they would be all out this year. But you can get the first part of the game for $7, or you can buy all five parts of the game for $25.
Yeah.
And it's a real interesting little game. And like I said, it's sitting around the caves of Kentucky and the Mammoth Cave region of Kentucky, and all the highways and everything look pretty realistic. And I've been to that area of the Kentucky, and some of the people there are kind of quirky. It almost feels like these dudes have actually been to Kentucky in that area. And it's not like the mountain.
I would assume they've been to Kentucky, or why else would you ever place your game in Kentucky?
Well, it sounds like to me that they're not even from America. I don't know. I tried to read up about them, but so yeah, it's definitely.
Is Kentucky really America?
Yes.
Really?
We're more American than Chicago.
That's not how you say it.
Chicago.
No.
We were a state before Illinois was.
It's not Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
It's not Chicago. If you want to be the stereotypical, then you have to go take French class where the teacher always went, Chicago. That's how she said it. Chicago.
I've never heard Chicago pronounced like that.
But it's not Chicago. Nobody says Chicago. It's not Chicago. Because that's basically what you're saying.
It's not at all what I'm saying.
Yes, it's Chicago. Chicago. It's basically the same. I'm going to poo on your face. It's going to be caca all up in your mouth.
That's not cool, dude.
You see American Wedding? When he ate that little bit of shit, you're going to eat a whole freaking giant pile of it. It's going to be the size of your face.
Ew. Anywho. Another thing I've been playing on the computer is I played this game called Path of Exile.
Why are you playing so many games on the computer?
I don't know. It was just
I've heard of Path of Exile. I'm just waiting for it to go into open beta. I'm not playing a game where my character's going to be wiped.
Yeah, I just wanted to try it out because it looked really interesting. I wanted to see if my computer ran it. So I put the $10 into the Kickstarter or whatever and got my beta code and tried it out. And to me,
hold on. Is that the first ever Kickstarter you've kickstarted?
Well, I don't think it's really Kickstarter. I think the Kickstarter's been over for a while.
So you didn't deal with Kickstarter.
But it says, I don't think it actually was. They called it the Kickstarter thing, but I don't think it was actually.
Well, it's in the same way that $10. In the same way that at Double Fine, you can still purchase the game. It's not still the Kickstarter campaign, but you can get I'll pay $15 and I'll get the same package that was the $15 thing. Yeah,
that's what I did. I paid the $10 and I got some kind of 100 coins or something that I haven't even looked into because I'm afraid to use it.
It's going to be a free to play game.
Yes, it's going to be free to play. The only thing that the stuff that you pay for is actually just cosmetic. So basically, it's if you took Diablo and made it into an MMO. It's kind of what this game is, and it's a lot of damn fun. It's definitely more fun than I had with the demos of Diablo 3 and every area outside the game world. So you got you start out in a little area and you go to this little town. Basically, it's just a little room where you can get quests and stuff like that. And I'm sure it opens up more and there's other areas.
From what I've heard, I think maybe you heard it on Weekend Confirm too, but that it's basically this is what Diablo 2 fans would make a sequel to that game. Mm-hmm. What they wanted out of Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely feel that vibe. So once you get to the hub world, once you leave there to go do quests, everything out that game outside that world is randomly generated. So I think basically every 20 minutes or so, the world just randomly generates outside your area. So there are times when you leave and you're in a total different area, so you're actually exploring every time that you leave to get to somewhere else. And it feels really fun. You know, it looks like a Diablo game, and you don't find as much loot as you do in Diablo or Torchlight. And I kind of like that because I like the loot, but sometimes those games, they give you so much fucking loot that it becomes, just bogs the down.
It becomes overwhelming, and then you feel like you're spending half the time playing in the inventory just trying to get rid of all the shit. You're like, okay, well, I'm already full on the inventory. I have to go back to the main camp now and get rid of this crap. And yeah. It's just like, I just want to play the game. Stop giving me all this shit. It's nice, but too much.
Yeah. So that's kind of what this game does. It's like, hey, we're going to give you loot, but it's not going to be like every enemy you kill drops like 6 pieces of loot.
Are there any pets?
I honestly don't know. Okay. I haven't gotten very far.
I was just thinking, like, that was one of the nice things about Torchlight, is that you have the pet that you can just send. You can get rid of your shit that way. You're like, here, just take that.
It doesn't appear that there are pets, but the game goes in open beta this week, so everybody will get a chance to play it.
Yeah, the 23rd.
So, yeah, so I would definitely recommend giving it a shot, because what I've played is really good.
And it's free, so what the hell?
Yeah, it's free, so it's fun. And it's
when it goes into open beta, your character, your progression will not be wiped. It's just like that's basically when the game launches, even though right. It's still open beta. It's yeah, the Gmail version.
The reason why I ain't played too much is because my character will be wiped in 3 days or whatever. Yeah. So I didn't want to spend too much time, but I wanted to give it a try before the show, because when they talked about it on Weekend Confirmed, I'm like, holy fuck, this sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And it has the leveling up system in this game is amazing. And that's what piqued my interest, because they're like, okay, they took a lot from Diablo, but they also took a lot from Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy X. Because basically, you get these little items, these things that you put in your items that give you powers. You actually level those up. So when you put them in your weapons, they give you magical abilities. Like, I'm playing as a thief character, but I've got this trap set in my glass shank that lets me throw these traps down that explode into fire when people walk over them. And because it's items in my weapon, it actually levels up when I use it. So that's kind of unique. But the real thing I love about this game is it uses my favorite level-up system ever. In Final Fantasy X, there was a leveling-up system, and it was so much – and kind of in 12, it was the same thing where you had this progression like, okay, you started with this class here.
Fucking tomato.
Huh?
Fucking tomato. Don't talk about Final Fantasy XII. Stupid-ass fucking tomato.
Mr. I'm going to take on the dinosaur.
Yeah, well, I get killed by a giant dinosaur, then I go after a tomato, and that thing kills me, too. Can't win in that game.
But basically, like, I started out as a thief, so, you know, my progression bar is like, hey, you get two choices here. You can either go for dexterity, or you can go for evade. And each one of these has its own progression, so eventually it just really just, like, blooms out. So you're getting all kinds of different skills and abilities and stuff, and you can always go back to the ones that you've missed, and eventually they all, I guess, run into each other, but that's going to take hours and hours of game. The game is just really fun, and it's unique, and it's free, and it just looks, it's just Diablo, man, but it's more fun than I've had with Diablo 3 demo, and I'm sure you're going to be all over this when it comes out.
Yeah, I can't remember if this is the game or if I'm thinking of something else. Is this the game with no gold? Where it's all about trading.
Right. Equipment. So you trade your stuff in, and you get, for every, like, depending on how good your item is, you'll get basically the scrolls, I guess, from Torchlight, where you can use them to identify unidentified items that you have, or you can trade these for weapons and armor and stuff that you get from the store. So there is no gold. And that's what I was confused at first. I'm like, I kept selling my stuff. I'm like, why am I not getting any money? And then I was like, why am I not picking up any money? I was like, oh, great. That's how they're going to get you. They're going to make you buy gold. And then I was like, no, there's no gold whatsoever. So, yeah, this game comes out this week as an open beta. Definitely, definitely check it out if you're into PC and Diablo. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it would be killer if they added controller support.
Yeah.
Because the more I play these games, the more I just, like, playing Torchlight on the console was just awesome, and I think that's part of the reason why I can't get into it on PC as much as I did on the console, just because I love playing with a controller.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they made it for the 360, and I, even if they don't want to make Torchlight 2 for the 360, why not just add controller support? It wouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah,
since they've already done it.
Well, I hear that game's coming to the Xbox 360 at some point anyway, so
it's coming to the Xbox 720.
Well,
it's going to be a launch title for $80.
Yeah. And then the last thing I have played is DMC Devil May Cry, which is the new Devil May Cry game made by...
I bought it. I have not played it.
What? You actually bought a $60 game? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want to support Ninja Theory, and I wanted to play the game, and Best Buy was basically giving away Resident Evil 6 with it.
So you have Resident Evil 6 as well?
Yes.
Well, definitely have to play some of that on video if we can get that shit working again.
Yep.
Big apologies to Far Cry Episode 2.
No, it's not. Nobody would want to see this because there's a whole like 10-minute stretch where my video went out and it was just you guiding me. It was funny for us, but it's horrible, horrible video and radio and everything.
If I had video functionality, that would have been awesome to watch, though.
Yeah, that would have been great.
People loved it when I tell the story about Helen Kellering you through the game.
It's ridiculous. It's just like, okay, go left, no, turn right, no, wait, no, I meant left. You kept telling me the wrong direction, too.
Well, no, I wasn't telling you so much the wrong direction. I would tell you, I would look at you and think, my left, but yeah, it would actually be your left.
And I was like, I can't believe how long it took for me to get killed in that game. You can die so fast in that game, and then it was like 10 minutes for you to guide me just to my own death.
But I did it, and you died. Yeah. And it fixed everything.
I don't understand. I don't even know what happened there, though. So weird.
So, Devil May Cry. This fucking game is amazing. If you played the demo, you kind of know what to expect. It's high action. The only thing I don't like about it from the previous Devil May Cry games is it seems very linear. There are areas where you kind of get off the beaten path to go look for stuff. Usually it's like hidden keys and challenges and stuff like that. But the game is just really fun. It looks pretty good. The storylines.
Devil May Cry 4 was linear too, wasn't it?
Yes.
I remember. Yeah, okay.
This game is getting a lot of hate online from all the fucking Devil May Cry fanboys. They're like, oh, you know, they've ruined Dante and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, Devil May Cry got ruined with Devil May Cry 4, okay? When you have a game where you go from point A to point Z, and then have to go all the way back through everything else as the same character, where nothing changes, where you have to fight the same fucking four bosses. Nothing changes except you're going backwards instead of you're going forwards. That's fucking ridiculous, and that was just put in there to pad that fucking game out.
I also don't think Dante was ever that great of a character. He's ridiculous.
He was, yeah.
He was a Ninja Turtle, eating pizza and going around crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cowabunga dude.
He was on a skateboard at one time, I think. Or he was
I think he was like skating on a character.
Oh, that's what it was. So, yeah, so Devil May Cry, the new one's really badass and awesome, and I really like the characters. Dante, there's a few jokes about previous Dantes with the white hair and shit like that, but, no, the game's really fun, and it still does the same things as all the other Devil May Cry games. You can go back through the older levels and try to get better ratings and stuff like that. So the game, basically you have three different fighting styles that you get. By holding the right trigger, you have your demon abilities. By holding the left trigger, you have your angel abilities, because his mom and dad were, one was angel, one was demon, and that's how him and Virgil were created. And then you just, if you don't hold down anything, you have your normal attacks. And it's really fun, although I do get, there are areas in the game where it's like, okay, you have to hit this enemy, you have to hit this enemy with this type of weapon, or you gotta hit this enemy with this type of weapon, and they'll give them both to you at the same time, so then I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, because I'm just not really good at keeping my mind on what I'm doing with, I'm too much of a button masher in these type of games.
Yeah, I like these games, but I will never be anyone who's going to really follow these like combos and do all these crazy things. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't in fighters, any kind of combo heavy game. I can't do it. It's just too much. I don't care enough to learn.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can get through the game fine. You know, if as long as you're hitting enemies and stuff like that, if you vary your attacks and stuff like that, there's you'll get your combo meter higher, but as long as you're doing okay, you know, you're going to get...
That's a box quote. As long as you're hitting enemies, you'll do fine.
But if you take... The only thing that's annoying is if you get up to like a S rank and you get hit by an enemy, you automatically drop back down to a B rank. So there were fights there. I would be all the way up in the triple S's and then I'd get fucking... They'd give me a new type of enemy I hadn't fought before, and next thing I know, I wouldn't have any fucking rank whatsoever, and I'd get so pissed off. It does have some of the challenges from the previous Devil May Cry games, where you kind of you open a door and you go in there, and it's like, okay, this is a secret mission, and you get like different traversal achievements or fight and kill this many enemies, but you can only kill them when they're in the air. But the most annoying one I've had so far was a gold mission where basically it wouldn't let me you couldn't use the same attack twice in a row. If you did, you automatically failed, and you had to kill four enemies. And you're like, okay, well, that means you couldn't use the same attack at all. So if you hit somebody with just the Y twice in a row, it would end. And I couldn't do it because I would just fuck up because I'm so much the button master. So stuff like that annoyed the piss out of me. But, you know, it's just a secret mission. I didn't plan to beat all those anyway. So, but I definitely recommend the game. So, Kush, what have you been playing?
Well, I played a few racers. One I really liked, one I didn't. Need for Speed Most Wanted. I finally tried that, and I don't really care for that much. I don't. It immediately made me want to play Burnout Paradise, and I just like the way you unlock cars just by finding them. It was so. I don't know. It was not exciting or anything at all. It was so anticlimactic. Just and they're all over the place too, and you get to unlock them. You have to like change into them. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, I don't even like this car, but I had to unlock it this way. And I don't feel like it's telling me to do anything. Like, mm-hmm. the races, I don't feel like it's really, like it actually wants me to do any of the races. Like, I just feel like it's this open world I could drive around, and then I don't really have any idea as to what to do or why I should be doing anything. And people might like the fact that it's more open-ended. Like that, but I want at least some guidance, something pushing me to try and do something other than just riding through gates and finding cars.
Yeah, I miss Burnout. I really want, because these games, they're trying to take the Burnout formula and stuff, but they don't really do the crashing and stuff like that. It just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it's just, there's something missing, and I don't know exactly what it is, if it's simply the fact that it's not a Burnout game, that it's this licensed thing with the licensed cars that makes it more problematic.
Yeah.
But the other game I played was Forza Horizon, in which I beat. I finished it all. I got all my wristbands and beat the last douchebag, and I love that game.
I gave my copy to Hotcakes, man, because I did not like it at all.
I wish it was more open-ended, though, in a sense that I wish it was more like Test Drive Unlimited, that series where mm-hmm. you just play it online and then you could have friends who get in your game, or you just have random people who you can challenge them, instead of it the multiplayer and single player being separate, and the multiplayer just, it feels more like, you know, just regular races and not so much like Test Drive, which was just more organic. But I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's very pretty, and I just had a lot of fun with it. It's definitely different than, if you're into a racer that you can just kind of dick around and like find things and go through gates and find these billboards, and you'd like Most Wanted more. But if you're looking for racing, and I also think the controls in Most Wanted weren't as good as like previous, even like Hot Pursuit or any of their past games, there's something that felt off about it.
Right. But I see like the crash way too much in Most Wanted.
Yeah. But Forza is a lot of fun, and the driving felt really, really good.
Forza, I could not get over the driving. I could not get into it.
I loved it. It was so much fun. I powered through that game, and I want more. I want more Forza. I love Forza. I would like to see, like, I'm very curious if Forza 5 will take anything from this game, or vice versa. Like, there are things I miss, like the auction house and all that kind of stuff, the community aspects of the main line Forza Motorsport games, but I think it turned out better than people were expecting, than I was expecting.
Yeah, I bet the next Forza game will be on the next.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be another Forza on the 360, new one. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed that game. And I played more Dishonored, and then I stopped playing, and we talked about this on the Far Cry video that will never be seen or heard, but I can't get into that game. I don't understand anyone who says the stealth works. To me, it's broken. It does not work at all. It's nonsensical as to whether I am being seen or not, or if I will be seen or not, and it's just annoying. And I know that I don't have to play it stealth, but I feel like the game is all the time is pushing me to play stealth and wants me to be stealth. So the fact that it doesn't feel good playing stealth, I just can't keep playing. So, Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I heard your mom in the background.
Yeah, I was like trying to motion her on, like, talking to the dog.
I also played the Uncharted Golden Abyss, which we talked about on the Far Cry video, and I hate game.
Yeah,
I really, really hate that game. Every gimmick just ruins it. It just kills the experience every time. The worst one was the time when I was laying in bed at night, and I was playing a game, and then it's like, oh, hold the back of your Vita up to a bright light so you can see this piece of paper. And I'm like, I'm in bed. Lights are out, you fucker. I'm not getting up so I can fucking progress through this stupid-ass game. I hate
that
shit.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's because, what if you were in a, I don't know, just like on a bus or something at night or in an airport, it's an airplane, shit like that just doesn't work.
Anything. What if the power went out? You're like, oh shit, now I can't progress because I don't have any flashlights. I'm camping in the woods. The fire went out. Okay, hey everybody, can you all, bring all your cell phones here and shine them on, turn them all on and shine them at the back of my Vita so I can keep playing. Dumb. I don't like the tilting either, because the tilting at first was confusing for me as to how they wanted me to tilt it. If they wanted me to tilt it, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, when it's flat or when it's not flat.
Do you have the trigger grips for your Vita?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, be careful with those, because when I played Gravity Rush, those would keep me, somehow, for some reason or another, those would fuck up my gyroscope or whatever inside that damn thing, and they wouldn't register that I was turning things the right way. And after I took it off, I could play that game a lot better. Mm-hmm. So that's weird. So no Xbox Live or indie games, huh?
I've played a whole bunch, and like there have been a whole bunch of videos, but there's too many to go through. Just watch all the videos. Just go to youtube.com/pixelatedsauce.
I watched one of them, and I was like, what the fuck is this game?
There's a lot of that.
All right. Let's go down to movies. We're going to have a real short show this week. I watched a movie on Netflix called Craigslist Joe. Have you seen this one, Kush?
I've heard of it. I remember seeing like a trailer for it.
So it's a documentary of a guy who wanted to see how far he could get by using Craigslist and strangers to get across the United States without you actually ever using real money or anything. And it was just him like begging for rides and stuff and trying to get rides from people that were headed in his direction. It's just one of those real feel-good movies. It makes you feel good about people and stuff like that because the people he meets along the way are really nice and kind. He meets a lot of strange people, but, they're just strange on the outside. They're really just good-hearted people.
Craigslist scares the shit out of me. I don't trust that fucking service at all.
Were you afraid you were going to get raped in the parking lot?
There's something about it that I just do not trust at all. I think it's a great site for a laugh, going into like the men or women seeking, men or women, whatever. I think it's funny. Or the ones that like
missed encounters.
Yeah, I love those.
But I don't know if I would trust like driving across country with people that I don't know. And what gets me, man, this guy's getting picked up by these hot women. I'm like, are you? And they're like, yeah, sure, you can stay at our house. I'm like, are you serious? This dude could be a fucking serial rapist, and you're just like, sure, I'll drive you across the country and not tell anybody.
How do you know they're not serial rapists?
Man, I could only wish.
They're going to put on some strap-ons, okay, one in the mouth and one in the ass.
I don't want to be pegged. But yeah, it's definitely, this movie wasn't as great as everybody made it out to be, but it wasn't bad. I enjoyed watching it. I didn't feel like I wasted my time. Seems like I watched something else, but I don't remember. I watched.
No. I saw some movies.
Well, you didn't put them on the fucking list,
No, one, Zero Dark Thirty, in which case, right now, I'm telling you to just shut your fucking mouth. I don't care about the politics of this thing. I'm not even going to talk about the politics. I'm just talking about it as a movie. And it was a well done movie. I think The Hurt Locker is a better movie.
Is it made by the same director as The Hurt Locker?
Yeah, it's Catherine Bigelow. And I think like Argo is a better film because this does feel a bit more like a documentary style. But it's well done. The acting's good. I think the final scene, the raid on the mansion, the building.
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's really big spoilers. That was really well done, well shot. That was very intense too. And it just like I think a lot of people have pointed that out. And I know some people have said, hey, if, you know, like military games were more like this, it would be a lot more interesting, because it's definitely not your typical, you know, it's all action, but it was well done. It's not my favorite movie of the year. I'd recommend like Argo over it. I'd recommend Silver Linings Playbook over it, but it's not too bad. And for a movie that's like 2 hours and 37 minutes, it didn't really drag on.
Jesus, that's a long-ass movie.
They're all that long. Django Unchained is like 2 hours and 45 minutes. Argo was 2 hours and something minutes. You got The Hobbit. Everything's too long. That's why I'm not seeing movies anymore. I don't want to be in the theater for 3 hours all the time. It's too much. You know, calm down. You know, show a little restraint, people.
I want this movie to be my... to show my real...
What the hell else did I watch? I saw something else. Tell me what I watched. Tell me. Oh, yeah, I just watched Ted last night.
Oh, that movie was terrible.
It was okay. I thought there were some funny moments, but overall, it was just kind of whatever.
Like, I mean, there was a few funny...
My favorite part was the first part when he went to, like, get interviewed for the job, when Ted did. And he was just like, I was eating your wife's pussy last night. And then he's like, oh... Well, none of my employees talk to me like that. It's because they're all busy in your wife's box. That was like my favorite part.
And he's like, you're hired.
Yeah. And you know what? I always find joy in watching an annoying kid get punched in the face. But overall,
yeah,
it's just kind of...
Yeah, I don't know, it was weird and it was creepy. And it's like...
Well, the one thing I don't like is that, you know what? Can't either get a different actor or, you know... try and do a voice that isn't from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Don't give me Stewie and Peter Griffin in the movie.
The thing was, watching that movie, I'm like, all this is a fucking... All they did was take the jokes that Brian makes in Family Guy and gave it to a bear.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the movie was.
You know, there's no change in the voice. And I think like a big part, like the middle-ish, I have no strong feelings for Flash Gordon. So all of that shit, I didn't give a shit about. It's not like I found that particularly that funny. I think the Ryan Reynolds cameo was fucking weird. The two times he came up.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did talk the second time, but he was just like, he gives so many weird looks. It's like,
but,
I don't know.
I mean, my favorite part of the movie was just how it started out when, you know, it's like, and even if you're a talking bear, after a while, nobody really gives a shit.
And that's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. And the only other part that really made me laugh out loud was the shit on the floor.
Yeah,
is that
okay.
A shit on my floor? Is that a shit? I'm like, who the hell says is that a shit on my floor? So, and then them trying to clean it up. Now that was funny, but
it just cements the fact that I wish Mark Wahlberg would do more comedies, because I think he is good at comedy. I think the worst part of the movie is the teddy bear, is Ted. Because it's just Peter Griffin in a small teddy bear.
It's Brian. It's not really Peter. He doesn't sound like that. He sounds more like Brian, the doll.
Whatever. I get confused. I haven't watched Family Guy in forever. Their names don't matter. There's also a weird, like the one scene with that Giovanni Ribisi or whatever his name is when he was dancing. That was just fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, yeah. It's Ted, whatever.
And I didn't care much for that movie. There are people out there that fucking love it, though.
I don't get those people.
All right. I finally finished up Smallville, the series finale. You know, I was glad to see Lex back for just, you know, his little small role there. But I really enjoyed the last episodes or whatever. I didn't feel as high on season 10 as everybody else did. I don't know if maybe it's because I wasn't there I didn't watch it when it was actually on the television.
No. To me, I preferred season 9.
Yeah. I didn't care that much for season 9 either. I wasn't a big fan of Zod.
I know. We went over that last time.
Yeah, so...
I didn't mind him.
But, you know, it was really interesting to see, and they brought a bunch of people back. I wish they would have done more with, like, Aquaman and Flash and stuff like that in season 10, but
I never really cared for them on the show in general.
Yeah, but I think they should have been in there because they brought back so many people from the series in that last season, so it would have been good to see them on there. But, you know, the whole thing with Superboy and stuff was really cool. That was one of my favorite episodes. So it was really neat. Last night, don't ask me what got into me, but we were talking on Borderlands 2. We were talking about the new TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, on Nickelodeon.
Because it's fantastic.
And so I got on demand, and we had like the last four episodes or whatever. So I watched the Mouser episode and the episode with Leatherhead. They're actually not bad.
They're really good, and I like the art style a lot.
I do not like computer generated cartoons, but they do a pretty good job with this.
I dig it because I think it takes, you know, the fact that they don't have the highest budget and does a really good style to it. It's the style of it is very cool. And at first, when I was watching it beforehand, I wasn't sure if I would like the whole anime-ish like expressions, but I think those fit in.
Yeah, the first time they do weird shit like that occasionally. Like, they do real weird Japanese anime type of shit where they get huge eyes, or the screen will do weird shit where they'll play videos of pigs walking across. It's just weird fucking shit goes on.
It gets weird.
But I'm just like, what the fuck? But I really wish I'd been watching it from the beginning, because I want to see all the episodes now. But
I'm not sure if they still are or not, but I think you could have seen them all on Nickelodeon.com, like on your computer.
Hmm. Yeah,
so you might look into that.
So,
Nickelodeon's supposed to come to the 360 at some point. I think it's like in the fall of this year now. They announced it at E3 when they were showing everything else, and I'm annoyed that it still isn't here.
Yeah, but the only bad thing is I watched it on demand. They keep showing this preview for the show called Marvin, and it looks like the fucking dumbest thing ever about this kid that's a Martian. Have you seen this?
No. I don't
It's terrible, dude. It's just like, ugh. I mean, he's like, oh, if you're trying to whisper in my ear, you need to do what you need to whisper into where my actual inner ears are,
which is
and what
in
you
my
people
asshole.
Call the butt. Yeah. It's
oh my god,
stupid.
Are you kidding?
No,
oh, I was just throwing that out.
He bends over, points at his butt, and he sounds so fucking gay.
You know who he is? It's Ace Ventura.
It kind of is. It kind of acts like Ace Ventura. Yes. So it's terrible looking show. It's like, oh, it's Marvin. So I got to act zany. I just do stuff like this, like dance. And he's like, well, quit doing it. It's like, oh, God, it's terrible. I'm like, this is what passes as kid shows nowadays. I mean, I don't want to sound like that old man. It's like, back in my day, the TV shows were actually good. But this is like, this is not Clarissa Explains It All. Okay, gentlemen, this is terrible TV.
All right. I watch some TV shows that aren't on the list either.
Motherfucker, why do we even have a list?
I've been busy with all these technical things that I was freaking out about that. But Justified's back, and I'm really enjoying it, as always. My only concern as of right now is that it feels like they're adding too many characters and that it's getting to be a little bloated. Because, like, the second episode was just like, oh my god, just stop it. You're too much. There's too much crap coming in here. But it's still a really, really good show. Cougar Town, I like. And it's a good show with the worst title. And I don't like it. It's not a shame for me. It's a legitimately good show. And people should give it a chance because it is a good show. Forget the first season because that was more of, like, the actual what you would expect out of that title. But then second season on, it's more like The Scrubs because that's who's the creator.
Ugh.
So if you like that, then you would be interested. I would recommend checking it out. And I also started watching Parks and Recreation on Netflix.
I watched the first season of that show, and I was just like, I'm not into this.
And the first season it's not that great. Second season it's getting better. But I'm digging it. I don't love it like everyone else, but I'm enjoying it. And I don't know what, you know, whatever, you can watch it or not, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Ron Swanson became like this status symbol on Reddit. I don't know why, because his character was pretty stupid in the first season. I just didn't really care.
The characters are different in the second season, like is it Leslie?
Yeah, I think.
It's like, it's something like Leslie or Leslie. It's something like that. But
maybe that's her real name.
No, that's Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think it's Leslie Nope.
Which I think is Leslie. But for whatever reason, right now, that's not sounding right. But like in the first season, she was really just kind of this idiot. But in the second season, she becomes more competent, and more so what her characteristic is that she's just really enthusiastic, and she's like always wanting to do, you know, the good thing, the right thing. And she's, you know, she's not as stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, if you kind of like the first season, then, you know, you can keep watching it. I don't mind it. I didn't hate the first season like others, and I'm not in love with it so far like others.
It's just like a distraction.
It's just like, hey, there's all these episodes that I can watch.
Oh, I know something I wanted to bring up about television that pissed me off. Our local CW affiliate just went under this year. They refused to switch over to digital cable, and so they had to shut down. So I can't watch fucking Supernatural anymore. I had to fucking subscribe to Hulu Plus so I could watch fucking Supernatural for the rest
of the year.
Isn't
it available just on regular Hulu if you watch
no.
it on the web?
Well, on your computer, yes, but I'm not going to sit here and watch shit on my computer. My computer monitor is weird. If I lay down in bed, it makes everything so dark I can't see. So there's no way I can enjoy watching this show sitting at the computer, and Mom couldn't watch it either. So I had to fucking subscribe to Hulu Plus. And Hulu Plus is the biggest fucking ripoff there is. There are too many fucking commercials in Hulu Plus for something I pay $8 a month for. Just fucking irritates me.
Well, that's what you get for getting TV current.
Fuck you, Kush. I'm revoking your HBO Go access.
I'm just saying. Whoever's like running it has mentioned that they're going to start cutting back on the ads. But as annoying as it is, and I still don't like it because you are paying. But the fact that it is current over what you get for other services, that is something. But like, there are so many things with Hulu that have been, because it's like the production companies and everything that really pissed me off. Like Fox, the way they handle it is if you don't have Hulu Plus, that like any other show, I think it's with any other shows, they put on an episode 8 days after it's aired. So if, say, you were watching it on regular TV and you missed an episode and you wanted to catch up, you could never do it. Because it would come out the day after the next episode, which is fucking ridiculous. If they want to make you wait a while, do it 6 days so you can catch up at least.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense, especially since, like, as far as I know, the numbers that are still important to them are the people who watch it live on regular TV, mm-hmm. as opposed to people who watch it online. So why are you punishing them if they miss an episode? Mm-hmm. Not everybody has fancy TiVos. Fuckers.
So, all right. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. That's a little weird. 6 days is enough. Yeah. So, anyway, is that it for television?
Yeah. Even 6 days and 23 hours. Whatever. Do it the hour right before the show's about to go on. Who cares? Anything.
All right. Did you read anything? Did you put that
on the
list?
I've been reading for the first time ever. I've never read Neil Gaiman. I started
reading him.
I'm reading, I think it's Smoke and Mirrors. It's a short story collection.
The only one of his I've tried to read is American Gods, and I couldn't get into it.
I'm not getting that into it. Like the writing's not bad, but like these stories, I'm just like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like, they all end weird so far, and maybe it's because they're short stories and he needs more time. But, you know, I've read like 4 of them, and I'm just like, whatever. I really want to read Stardust. That's the one I really want to read because I love that movie.
So that's why you didn't choose to read that one.
Well, this one was like $2 for Kindle. That's why I bought it.
Don't mention Kindle books. Don't mention them.
Kindle books are fantastic.
No, I know, but you know what'll happen. People will be trying to give you free copies of books.
Don't give me Kindle books. Get away from me. I probably have that email somewhere sitting with the link to, with the attachment of all the Dresden File books. Fuck that.
Yeah, sorry, I was check. I was caffeine.
I know.
So.
We have one bit of news.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about this, could care about it until I read it. So, court rules against Netflix and Gamefly postal dispute. So basically, Netflix was getting preferential treatment about their dick shipping.
Yeah, their dick shipping.
the discs shipping out. That they weren't allowing Gamefly or I guess even Blockbuster to do, or maybe
It's just stupid, and like it's not immediately going to change. Like it's still going to be but it's a good step forward into maybe getting that fixed, because that is the biggest problem with Gamefly.
Yeah,
as somebody who's described it, it takes forever. I mean, it doesn't take forever, but it takes longer than it should, and it's a pain in the ass.
And especially Gamefly's twice the price of Netflix, and it's taking you twice as long to get the disc, so you're getting less of a value.
If the reason this whole time has been because the post office just been an asshole, then that's bullshit, and this should have been fucking remedied long ago.
Yeah, it's been going on for, I read in the like 5 years. They've been fighting this.
It's been a very long time. And also a bit of sad news that happened right at the beginning of the show that had me distracted was that an Albuquerque teenage boy shot 2 adults and 3 children inside a home. But yay. We'll never get to stop talking about guns.
Yeah, and now this week Joe Biden and Obama came out saying there's going to be Joe Biden had a meeting with like several of the big video game publishers, and then Obama came out in this announcement this week that they're going to spend $10 million to investigate the correlation between video games and violence. Studies. Yeah, it's just by the CDC, and I'm just like, I'm so sick of this, man. It's just like if video games caused violence, There wouldn't be a Call of Duty midnight launch that was safe. You know what I'm saying? There's how many video game players now, and it's like, sure, there's a lot of shootings, but it's not like every one of us out there is shooting somebody. It's mental illness.
Yeah, it's what bugs me so much. Now, another thing that bugs me is like when people are saying, you know, what we need to be doing is getting guns out of the hands of people who are mentally ill. No, what you need to be doing is you need to actually help the people who are mentally ill instead of, like, closing down all these, you know, mental institutions and just, like, you know, treating them like shit, like they're fucking worthless. And, you know, so many people who are homeless on the street are people who are mentally ill and have nowhere to go because, you know, the places that they used to be able to go to don't exist anymore because they got rid of them all. It's, like, a good chunk of, like, all homeless people are schizophrenic. And they don't actually want you. They don't want your money. They don't want anything from you. That's why not all of them are always panhandling for change. Because they don't want that human interaction. They don't understand all that stuff. So,
yeah, I've got a real good friend that's schizophrenic, and it scares the shit out of me that something like this is going to happen to him.
It's disgusting the way they're treating.
And he's like, I was like, well, get on medication. I said, you went to the doctor about it. He goes, I can't afford the medication. His medication's so expensive.
And this country doesn't give a shit about people like that. It's disgusting.
So instead he's going to hear voices, and it's just scary.
What a happy way to end the show.
Well, let's get the plugs in there.
PixelatedSausage.com. Woo!
Yay!
PixelatedRadio.com. Woo! On the Twitters, I'm at Chris3.
Oh, yes, he is.
At PSausage. The podcast is at Pixelated Radio.
Hot bitches.
And you should also check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/PixelatedSausage. Some other podcasts, Sign-In Podcast at signinpodcast.com. The Pull List Podcast at pseudoradio.blogspot.com. Two at a Nerd Comic Cast at twoatanerd.com. And Undercover Unitards.
I love hotcakes, man.
Whatever.com. Fuck you, son of a bitch. You had a voicemail, but all these technical problems screwed that up. So sorry, hotcakes, man. It was basically, I love you guys and butt sex. That was you know, the entire minute and a half.
Was that the Google transcript?
Yeah. It was basically, I love you guys, butt sex, the end.
Now do it in Google transcripts.
I love butt sex. That's what it would do. It would just take out the U.
And you can find me, Henderson Man, on everything. Twitter, PS3, Xbox 360. Henderson Man. Play some video games, bitches, because we're out.
Yeah. You know, one last thing about the Vita. I don't like this fucking Nier thing anymore, because it's like, I guess you can see people's names, and I'm getting friend requests from people I don't know. And they've like sent me, there's like one guy who sent me like 5 of them. It's okay, like, you want to join my party? No, I don't want to join your party.
Here's the thing, man. You got to quit being socially awkward.
No, it's not that. It's that I don't want to fucking join somebody's party who I don't know with a fucking weird ass name. Like, I love butt sex. I don't love butt sex.
Maybe you do love butt sex. I just don't know.
You know who loves butt sex? Hotcakes, man.
He does love his butt sex.
His original name was Hot Butt Sex. But they wouldn't let him put it on site, so he changed it.
Hot Butt Sex. Seriously, man, you gotta just be friends, man, with these people.
No, I don't want to be friends with them.
And you get good gamer goods and stuff like that, you know.
No, I don't like them.
Time to quit being socially awkward, man. Just saying.
I'm not socially awkward.
Okay, just quit being awkward then.
No, quit never.
Social? Anyway, well, we're out.
What is going on? Goodbye, everyone.
Damn it.